I have a similar story. I have a similar story about like me getting a massage too. Got it by a woman, got hard. The difference is in the story, I got it by a man, just like you did. I
got more hard. So you found something about yourself that day.
Crazy. I got more hard. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's crazy.
I had a similar story, bro, but you don't want to say that. Like that's like pee. Coming out type shit. Like you want to
pushing pee,
live,
pee
right?
And the pee is pushing for penis. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Crazy. I ain't gonna lie. It's gonna be a while. I was pushing S, and the S was for semen. I had some pre cum come out. But anyway, let me know.
When nah, that's
that man. That man made you. So wait. Before we go live. Wait. So he was
live. We are live. I'm just. We are live, Sage. That's what the 3-2-1 was for. I'm just.
Oh man, well.
hey yo.
Hey man. We got a new member up here, a very special guest up here. I call him Boss and Daddy, Agent 00. We're not even gonna play around with the introduction. How you doing?
Thanks, man. Thank you. Let's hit the record straight. You don't call me Daddy. You've never called me Daddy. You just said that to be funny. Pops, I'm doing
I ain't
great.
Never called you Pops. I ain't never called you Pops.
You've never done that. Stop saying that. Stop.
This thing is a liar.
Stop. Because they're going to believe you. They're actually going to believe you. So just don't say that. But no, I'm doing fantastic, man. I just came back from massage. I told him that my knees were sore because I went skiing. And he understood. But then he went hard as fuck on my knees, bro. So I'm like, I don't even know if I can walk to my podcast right after this. No
oh,
cap.
Man.
Yeah, it's tough.
He
I'm going to roll.
Knees the business?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. I'm going to borrow Chris's straps and maybe purchase a wheelchair. I'm telling you, my knees is done right now. No cap.
He got your legs just shot. Your legs tore up. That's crazy.
Got the D Rose knees right now.
You know what I figured out, though, bro? I figured out that just like how I tell everybody that cold is not real, pain is not real, my brother. Bro, when I wasn't a bitch, I'm not a bitch. I'm never going to tell a massage therapist tone down the tone, right? So right. I just let him do his thing, like whatever price you feel like is necessary. And I was in pain, but I just decided not to feel it today. So you feel me?
You chose not to feel pain?
It's a mental thing, bro. At the end of the day, it's just, you know, electricity sending signals back and forth to your brain, dog. So you could choose like how you want to feel about it. And in that moment, I wanted to feel relaxed.
So you're like Electro's worst nightmare.
No. Can I tell y'all something? I've learned something. No.
I've learned something. You're going to try to zap me. Just you're not an idiot, bro. Not to get zapped. So like,
you're an idiot. I've learned something being with Agent for like the past couple of years. Don't let him finish whatever he's talking about because it's going to be nonsense.
What?
In the middle of it.
Okay, look. When I was a bopper, I went to the community center. We hooped. I missed the last bus. I was sweaty in basketball shorts and a t-shirt in a blizzard, dog. It was a blizzard in Toronto. It's not Atlanta snow. It was a blizzard in Toronto. And I was numb as fuck for the next day, but I realized at that bus stop as I waited, hopefully praying on a bus, a random Samaritan picked me up and dropped me home. Right? I just walked in his car. I was like, I'm either going to die out here or get in this stranger's car and risk death. But I know one is certain. So anyway, on that day, I learned I didn't have to feel cold. My option was either I know I'm cold, let me feel cold, or just body it. I'm not feeling cold. And it's like there's a stamina bar to it. But, you know, ever since that day, dog, I've just been like extrapolating that intel in other areas of my life.
You should try it, Omar.
Listen. No, stop. Listen, we have business to take care of. And I told y'all got to stop letting him talk. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. The only podcast where we test ourselves routinely to find out our sexuality. I'm Omar. You know who's here?
What do we do here?
Got my
What
got
do we do
my friend. Hey, you ain't know? They thought I was gay. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's dead ass facts. That's.
I thought you just came out.
I thought he was gay.
I ain't gonna lie. After what you just told me, I knew you gay. I ain't gonna lie.
I thought it was confirmed months ago.
Yeah, he'd come on his beard the whole pod last pod.
And like, didn't address it. White just casually.
You told me by choice. Given sex by three choice. Times to a man without being gay.
No. That's not what
and
I said.
And then said you've done it four times.
No. You said
gender. Listen, shut up. Listen. Hey, Sage, how you doing today?
I'm good, my brother. I'm good.
Okay, that's good. Damo, how you doing today?
Agent, if I was to ask you how many times could you suck dick without being gay, what number would you say?
You can't even visualize sucking dick without being gay.
See, that's and you know idea. What? I thought so too, but apparently the number ain't even three. So let's yeah, just
the number was three, there. And he said, "I'm not gonna lie, what's wrong with four?"
Like, he knows how you doing today.
I'm doing good, and I'm still straight.
Hey, with that being said, we're fine. You see Agent to this side of me. I got Agent to the left of me, head ass. And this is the Lesson to Buck podcast. Listen, man, if you're new to this and you want to be true to this, make sure you become a member. The link is in the bio. It actually does work. People tell you that all the time, and they didn't pay their GoDaddy account, and their sites don't work. Our site actually works. Become a member. That middle tier gets you access to the Discord, where it's a bunch of debauchery. After this, we will talk about a bunch of stuff, because we're going to get to the bottom of this. Follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, all that other jazz. And if you want to have a conversation with us mid-pod, you know the best way to do that. Access the Super Chat feature. The Super Chats, we will stop them right here. Ooh, Agent looking slim these days.
Love it.
We will stop everything we're doing to read the Super Chat. No matter what you type in there, even if it's racist. Hey, guys, I'm the new kid on the block, and I'm glad to be a part of Let's Keep It A Buck community. Also, what's good, Agent? You see how we do here? So Super Chat it up. Listen.
What did you drink today?
Hey, Omar, for a guy who's fit, bro, you are like oddly loose tees. You ain't thinking get like a couple sizes down and show off your muscles, man. Only time I see your goddamn shoulders is on Twitter.
No. The new swag is like being deceptively strong, and then when you take it off, it's like, oh my god!
You can take it off right now.
An anime character rips off the weighted armor.
Ask me to take my clothes off. Why don't y'all say anything about that, bro? Come on, what are we doing?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't hear that part.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear a thing.
Listen, bro, we got some questions, hard hitting questions. Then we're really gonna get into you.
Hey yo!
I beg your pardon.
You can't say that.
I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that loud and clear. 4K.
Listen, bro. Damn, dude. God, hard hitting questions.
Okay.
What's one of the best things about Omar working on set? I didn't make these.
Nah,
up.
This is hard hitting. Yeah,
I didn't make this up.
Okay. Working with Omar. I love the part where like something's going wrong, but he don't tell nobody about it. So I got to find out where he is first and chase him down and ask, like, what's going wrong and why are we sitting here doing nothing? And then you, like, try to minimize it like it's not a big deal. Whole time, like, another 2 hours passes by. We still haven't began the shoot yet. That's probably one of my favorite things, just having to chase you down, man. Mm. Thank you for that hard-hitting question. Mm. That's one of my favorite parts, honestly. I look forward to it.
Gives you a challenge?
Jesus mm-hmm. Christ.
Yep.
You wouldn't like it if it was easy, would you?
Pause.
Yo, my God.
You know what you're doing, bro.
If you gave your agent, we could just like have that discussion right
this
now.
Kitchen is crazy.
Like, we could see if we could throw you the lob, but I don't know if he swings that way. So we could talk about
it. He told us he doesn't swing that way. Yeah. He already tested it and it's confirmed he don't swing that way.
Yeah.
Scientifically. What is your personal favorite playback video?
I don't know. We keep one upping it. We keep one-upping it. I feel like playbacks can get me banned from a lot of states because we just, like, laugh at crazy shit that, like, some people do from time to time. My favorite video is probably, which was the video where I died laughing?
It's a lot of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite yet. I can't say I have a favorite. No.
I can tell you.
Playback shoots are very fun, though, because we're really just looking at people say and do dumb things and then saying obvious things. So, like, the job is really easy. And, what are you eating? Talk to me. Chicken?
It's the same thing we eat every day in the South. Chick-fil-A.
I like that. I got Shake Shack, so.
Agent put me on the Shake Shack.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. The weekend I was there, it was the first time I ever had Shake Shack. The Shack sauce? Killer.
Mayonnaise.
Everybody had Shake Shack with me. Okay.
Hey, I'm with you, Sage. You never had it.
I bet.
You don't know what it is.
You don't want it?
I don't want nobody Shack sauce in my mouth. I don't know.
Y'all are trying to. Listen, bro.
What?
We're about to get into the hard hitting questions. I think Damo's really going to like this one, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
I would assume one of your favorite playback videos is a Fresh and Fit video. I don't know if we could say that. They might take us down. You know what I'm saying? But do you feel like men have a responsibility in getting Fresh and Fit canceled?
I don't appreciate nor condone cancel culture. I just operate accordingly. If I don't like somebody, I just don't watch them personally. So I'm doing my own canceling. I'm just not announcing it to the world. But it's just my retreat in support, though. Like, for example, if Omar violated me on this podcast, I would just retreat in support of Let's Keep It Up podcast. But like, I wouldn't announce to Twitter and get on IG Live and host some protest just because, like, that's, I don't care enough to do that. I just don't care enough. At the end of the day, they watch because they have an audience. And some of the videos are helpful. I imagine the money ones. I haven't clicked on none of them before, but I bet they give like solid tips on how to get up if you're broke and how to make money if you got money, et cetera, et cetera. Just their antics are, it's like Lil Pump's rap career. Like, we don't know how it got there, and we know it's not going to last long.
That was a bar. I like that. That's a caption. I like that.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Fresh and Fit is a Lil Pump.
I ain't gonna lie, that's a diss. The only reason
why I asked this question, and we had a space about it, and we had a couple women come in there and let us know about ourselves. I was on my Instagram feed, and some woman captured a picture of Myron, I think that's his name, the lighter skinned one, and said, "Do you see this? This right here is my problem with men. It's not enough of y'all sounding off in the comments for me to get like me to trust you. And that's why I don't trust men right there."
But it don't matter what you say, people's gonna be on your ass. We made a video criticizing them because they were telling fake stories and fake alpha red pill. Oh, and people called us clout chasers. And I'm like, I have more clout, so that's not how clout chasing works at all. And then it's like, no matter what you do, you're gonna be called something. If you don't do nothing, what? You're just a bystander now, and people's mad at you. You say something, now people's mad you said something. And then, like, what if you cover it too much? Like, there's channels that, like, make plenty of videos on them now. Does that mean they're reporters? Or, like, it doesn't matter what, how you participate in the circus that is them, or most things, really, you will be labeled something. So it's just a matter of what you want to be labeled at the end of the day. But we just, the reason we react to that shit is because it's in the essence of our channel. Playback is to react to crazy and dumb shit that we see on the internet. We've reacted to wild things. We reacted to a black lady saying black men don't like black women. So
oh my god, that video.
Let's just annihilate them all in the womb. I can't say the word, I don't think, on this podcast. But I was like, what? Her solution was genocide.
We don't have those rules.
Yeah. So her solution was genocide. We was like, what the fuck? But we had those what the fuck moments all the time. We just recorded 3 videos today, and it was a bunch of what the fuck moments. Like, Drake just carries hot sauce, bro? That's crazy. Like, oh, y'all don't know what happened with Drake?
I know what happened. And this, I guess we can go here. Damo, I do want to ask you why you don't believe that. Like, cancel culture is real. But all I got from that hot sauce story is that Drake is 7 inches. And guys, if you are out there and you are 7 inches, it is your time to shine. Honestly, even if you're a little bit below sauce. 7 inches, something about a Drake sticking like hot sauce in a condom. Drake is 7 inches, Sage. I just told you that.
But if he stuck how big hot are you? Sauce how big in a condom,
he got done piping her down. Wrapped up his condom, put in the garbage, but put hot sauce in it so she ain't try nothing. And she tried something and is suing
that's
him.
That's crazy.
Why is this my first time hearing
when did this come out?
That's funny as fuck.
I just reacted maybe to it today. I just learned about it. Okay.
Maybe 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Is people actually mad at Drake? Let me be honest. Are black women mad at Drake?
Nobody's
mad at Drake. There's no
I'm
way.
I'm about to say, if people are crucifying Drake for preventing trappery, we got to have a common fucking station. I ain't going to lie to you. We got to look at ourselves in the mirror, community.
Let them do them. I'm surprised how much y'all got out of it. I'm dead ass serious. As soon as that happened, 7 inches, it went up. Pictures went out. All that stuff from my end.
I'm 7 inches too. Crazy.
We're not doing this for 2 hours, are we?
7 inches is above average, though. Like, if you're 7 inches, you're giving out above average size peen. You're good.
It wasn't before this. That's the problem. When women found out that Drake was seven is now all the we can say all the oh, I can't agent is here. All yeah, the true. Women came out and started saying, "Whoa, seven inches is." It's on the bigger side, even woo, but that's because Aubrey had it. But when Omar had it, 7 inches was average or below.
Who hurt you, bro?
You have a 7 inch dick.
Is that what's that's happening? Not you? And you know what's crazy?
Yeah, when
you
is seven ever even average?
That's not my first name.
You know what's funny about that? On our podcast, Lo has told the word his is a little less than 7 inches, so that's tough for him. That's just the way the cookie crumbles, man.
The genetic cookie crumbles for us.
No, that's fucked up, bro. Your brother having a bigger dick than you is so fucked up.
Somebody has to have a bigger dick. I think
I know, but in your head, you don't think about
every time you go and look at him, hey, bro, I got a bigger dick than you. I don't know what to tell you.
You have to accept it. You got hoed. Crazy. You got hoed.
I would say extra stroke in there. I would like to think mine is bigger. I don't.
I thought you basically confirmed it.
Oh, no, no. I'm just saying. Damo, Agent said he didn't believe in cancel culture, and I know you share that. Why don't you believe in cancel culture? Because I think there's some people that actually do deserve to be like, I need to outwardly renounce these people.
Cancel culture and just removing yourself from ignorance and just not giving shit your energy, not giving shit your attention is two different things. Cancel culture is a bunch of people who genuinely might not care, but they're causing the uproar just because I'm seeing someone cause the uproar. Sage, Omar, and Bezos, they want to defeat Fresh and Fit. They want to be outraged publicly about Fresh and Fit. Now me, I'm gonna do it too. Instead of us all collectively just not watching Fresh and Fit, now we're gonna sit and watch Fresh and Fit until they piss us off, to see what clip pisses us off, to see what they say next that will piss us off, and we're gonna keep giving them attention. And let's be honest, with people like that who've already publicly said, who've already stated any publicity is good for them, they already have that mindset and mantra, you're not doing anything. If you want to stop them, or if you want to get rid of them, if you want to end the fucking little pump cycle, you stop listening, you stop watching, you stop caring. Has anyone noticed Lil Pump is so... He dropped the album and no one cared. He did 700 copies in a...
700? Like 13K or 3K? It was one of those two.
700.
700 is probably pure sales. There's no way he...
No. Agent.
It was that low. It's pretty low.
700 in a week.
He sold that in the morning at the high school. Like, chicken biscuits and some shit.
He did 700. Crazy. His last album. Now, mind you, he did no promo and stuff like that. But still, it doesn't matter, honestly. 700 in a week. You want to know why? Because people stop caring and they just stop paying attention and left him alone. Same thing with Lil Xan. People stop caring and just left him alone. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, be crazy. Do all that. It doesn't matter. The attention is what you're seeking. If we don't give it to you, fade away. Same thing with 6ix9ine. Everyone cared about 6ix9ine. You stop caring. You stop giving him attention. What happens? No one knows. He turns into another used to be. Use it. That's my mantra. That's what I go by. I don't sit here and just try to keyboard warrior it up.
Yeah, I just don't care that much. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, unless like a second coming of Hitler pops up, like there's nothing that's gonna inspire me to put together a rally to stop somebody. Just stop watching. Why are y'all watching it? And if you want to watch it, then it's your choice. Like it's I promise it is completely up to you. The only thing you could cancel is somebody's potential brand deals. But most of the people that's cancelable are not running off brand deals. They're running off is fan-funded content. So you'd have to convince the fans, and they're giving them money to stream and tell them the same things and dunk on women. So it's up to them to stop watching if they want to. But even if they don't, I promise you, I don't care. It would just be more content for the rest of the world. They will inevitably shoot themselves in the foot again. They always do.
I feel like not all of it is, but a lot of it is just people being fake mad. Like, oh, I don't really like this dude because it's cool thing to not like this dude. Yeah. That's not for all of it, though. But a lot of it is just I'm mad at the moment when in a week from now, you truly won't care. Like, it's just a thing of the past.
That's most things. Why do you think people, when you hire a crisis team and they do your PR after you goddamn murder somebody or cheat on your wife and like now all the media's on you, the paparazzi's on you, they just tell you to chill out, don't say shit, and let that shit rock. In 6 months, most people will forget, and the people that remember, they weren't supporting you anyway. That's literally how it goes. Most people just forget things. Like, we genuinely all forgot David Dobrik had an excavator and hit his friend in the fucking head. Like, we forgot already because he didn't say anything for a while. And that's...
And he's
that's
back.
Yeah, like, imagine if you cared this... If life went on and you cared about everything still, it didn't fade away. Like, you'd be out of things to care about, bro. This is some shit you cared about 10 years ago you don't give a fuck about anymore. It's just reality. Feel me?
No, Omar, I know you believe in cancel culture. Why do you believe in...
It's crazy because he's the most cancelable person here. In 10 years, you're going to have a fucking crazy job and they're going to bring up 40,000 tweets of you saying nut shit.
I was about to say, have you seen my tweets?
He's already had to delete a couple, bro. Yeah.
No, I didn't know.
There was
no,
a space where people mocked them out,
tweet space, they was on your ass.
Listen, they sat there in a space agent and it was deep. I ain't going to lie. And they pulled up tweets going back from like 2014. Man, I should have never had Twitter. But the thing is, like Agent said, I didn't. In fact, I doubled down and retweeted them in my current day.
That's not my accomplishment. Yeah. The only thing, only thing about cancel culture that throws me off is when people who are uneducated about a situation just leap.
That's all of them,
and
bro.
Try to have an impact. That's the only thing that throws me off. And as Agent just said, that's a good majority. So that's why I'm pretty on edge about it.
Bro, Louis C.K. jerked off in front of people that didn't ask him to do it. And that's fucked up. But you would have thought he, like, mass murdered people.
Yes. Yeah.
Based on people's reactions. You can't perform comedy again. I'm like, chill. He has apologized. Is he not supposed to live life anymore? Is no, like, at what point are we just like putting our passion behind anything because we're bored? And at the end of the day, that's really all it is just bored people for some entertainment.
Does this apply to R. Kelly? That's all I want to know.
Honestly, I didn't.
I was about to say, that's what I'm about to ask.
That's different.
I know what EDP did. Like, I wanted to ask y'all, EDP, we all universally think he's a piece of shit, big, blubbery, tarry piece.
Right under it, yeah.
Not gonna lie, you right under the cell. But do y'all agree what he's going through is just the extent people are going to make sure this nigga can't DoorDash, the extent people are going to make sure he can't stay in this Motel 6 in the middle of nowhere. Like, you can't do anything.
I truthfully would say, as fucked up as it's, I mean, not really as fucked up, but yeah, because you have to be self-aware of the platform and what you did. EDP wasn't a Chick-fil-A drive-through person that did that, and now he can't work at Chick-fil-A's and other restaurants or whatever. He was on YouTube, had millions and millions of subscribers. He knew his face was there. He knew the type of shit he said all the time. And he's a big dude. He's a big stock. Like, who doesn't recognize EDP off rip? So EDP can't just fall off the face of the internet, try to bring back his band, fail, and then be an Uber driver. Someone's going to sit in Uber and be like, yo. And then he's done that. They're gonna pull up to a Chick-fil-A drive-thru and be like, yo, so you can't, nah. I think he did deserve it 100% because this is where you were.
Yeah, also, he never got any punishment for it. He didn't get jailed. So, like, like most people spend, like, decades behind cell, at least fucking 5 years, like, lose a little bit of freedom before you get back out there. Right. You can't just be a regular person. You know what I'm saying? You have to announce yourself, like, this is me. I'm a predator. Like, you have to start telling people that. That's your punishment for being a predator. So he didn't do that. So, I mean, there were reports on that video that guy dropped last week saying that he was sent to jail. I don't know how real they are, but yeah, he needs to.
Yeah, I don't think it's real.
That was debunked. I think that was debunked to not be true.
Yeah, it did look like it was just a guy fishing for views. But yeah, he absolutely deserves it. And he shouldn't be free for it. And he did it to like 8 kids, guys. Like, right. It wasn't just like a one incident. Yeah. Yeah, he needs to be packed up for a while. I shouldn't see him again until I'm like 45.
But don't you think that's proof that like cancel culture should be a thing then?
Not. I mean, he's technically getting canceled, correct?
Yeah.
But before he was getting packed up from all these different platforms and shit, everybody stopped watching him anyway. So you can't, like, the only way you could cancel somebody is if you make it like a public shaming that you viewed him. Ugh, you watch that person. And most of the time, you could still find people that watch him in secret. You feel me? So it's like, it really depends on what you mean by the word cancel. It's easy to cancel someone from like brand deals and things of that nature. Because brands, like, they hold their brand to like a very high standard that a lot of people, like, it fluctuates. Like, Tiger Woods shouldn't have lost that many brand deals for cheating. There's just no ifs, ands, or whats about it.
I forgot about that. That was crazy.
Yeah, you would have thought like Tiger Woods ran over like a school of kids or something, the way people was reacting. But he just cheated, just fucked up, and he lost a lot as a result of it. But what he didn't lose was his goddamn golf supporters who didn't care where he put his dick in. They still watch him play golf, and people still tune in when he plays golf. It's an event every time. It's like, look at this old man. This old half-black man is playing golf. Every time I see it on Twitter and IG. So, yeah, I just don't participate in it. Plenty of people do, but those are bored people that get a kick out of feeling like they have some power in life. I promise you that's all it is.
I was about to say,
I just genuinely forgot people treated Tiger Woods like Chris Benoit after he cheated. That was shit.
Yeah,
crazy,
nah. Bro. He lost Nike deal after Nike deal. Oh my
God. That nigga lost Powerade. I'm like, nigga, who y'all have? This is your nigga.
I was gonna say something shit. Crazy.
But you might still
say it. I might still say it. No, I personally don't care.
Okay.
After watching the documentary, I feel the same way about Michael Vick. And the reason
Michael Vick talk?
Yeah. 60 for six, like a 30 for 30, a 30 for 30.
Oh, okay.
Like on ESPN. Okay. But you know, I was a 60 for 60. I was rather young when that happened, but it was like really big in Atlanta. Like, so I remember a lot of it, but I don't remember like super specifics. Dogfighting wasn't even like illegal where he was or in Virginia. It took like federal level, like stuff like that. Like he was going into the next season playing, mm-hmm. even when they found out. But then when it came to the federal level, that's when like the big backlash. And he went to jail for a year, but I remember everything that Michael Vick lost based off of that. And that was like one of the craziest events ever. But for people that are like straight out predators, whole different conversation. I don't think that nobody's saying that. With that being said, let's hear a word from our sponsors, B-Souls.
Super chat. All right. Hold on.
Well, I thought you was going to put a brand after that.
I was about to be like, huh? Shit, I ain't signed nothing.
Hold on. Zeke said, yo, what's good? Let's keep it a buck. And Asian Hope all as well. Shout out to Zeke. Devin, Zeke. $10 off the strength.
Off the love. I love it.
Big D.
Andrew Thomas says, Omar isn't the little brother anymore.
You know my body, huh, Andrew? Okay.
You told the world.
He says, squirt or cream or grip team, agent.
So this is a question, agent. First of all, squirt team or cream team?
Or grippers.
Not grippers. Squirt team or cream team?
Not cream. So I guess by default, squirt.
So then I'm assuming out of grip or wetness, you prefer
grip, but with grip I bust too quick. So this shit is too. I had to like switch positions every fucking 1 minute 30 seconds. It's crazy.
Seven positions. Minute 30.
Hey, you put her in seven positions in 1 minute 30 seconds. Hey, she would have think y'all
that was
eight
not thinking
rounds,
seven
bro.
Too. I was like, just go seven. 10 minutes.
That reminded me of that one Kevin Hart clip where he said like he's going like 80 positions the whole time, but just like in 15 seconds bursts.
You gotta make her believe in the reality of it.
Yeah. She just think I'm real adventurous the whole time. I'm playing strategic, you know?
Wait, so I gotta ask, what's the preference between, what's the disdain for cream versus not having that same disdain for the squirt? What's that?
Well, the squirt disdain is just messy, and I don't want to clean my sheets every fucking night. And the cream is just, I don't see the appeal. So I can go either way. If I had to, it'd be squirt. But yeah. Neither would be great, actually.
That means you don't want no mess. You don't want no mess. That's
yeah,
no
you don't
fun,
mess
bro.
With the demons. That's I ain't no gonna
fun, you want to go in and get out.
If I'm in a hotel literally. Room, everything, all of that. But if I'm in my house, bro, like I'm not cleaning sheets every night you want to come through because then it's more effort. I'm not going to want to call you because okay, I know.
I'll give him that.
Yeah,
a consistent squirter is kind of annoying. I'm not gonna like, hold you. That's kind of annoying, bro.
I'm leaving this like the aftermath of a little D scene, bro. Johnny sends pay respects to the greats, bro. I'm leaving it like they leave it, messy in a disaster.
Yo. You sleeping in it? Yo, you're not.
Hey.
I'm about to say you're not sleeping in that, bro.
No, I'm not sleeping in it. You make your mess, you lay in it. You lay in your mess.
You would rather sleep on the
floor. You sleeping on the floor or the couch? Like, where you at?
No, I'm in the corner. I'm like literally on the corner. I'm not touching nothing. She's laying in it every time.
All right, bro.
She get the bed. She won.
Listen, speaking of squirters or creamers, what would it take to join A&P?
It's not gonna happen.
Oh, zero. So there's zero new members in the future. Even if like Dwayne the Rock Johnson was like, "Hey, I want to be AMP." You know, he's in everything.
You gotta think about how you incentivize people to want to participate long term. Either you give him ownership in the group, which would defeat the upside for everyone that's currently ownership, which is the six people in AMP, or you pay them. Right? When I joined Luminosity Gaming, they paid me to be there. Every other esports team that hit me up, they gave me like, this is what your monthly salary is going to be. You promote these brands, et cetera, et cetera. You need like an actual structure for people to walk into before you do that. We don't have that yet.
Damn.
Can't remember. Do y'all need
W answer?
Oh, do y'all need like a fat comedy relief guy? No. Like just one day, look, man, lacking some ideas, needs my run through a wall. Fuck it. Like,
nah, 10-day contract, bro.
Yeah, we had Low filled that role for a while.
I ain't gonna lie. Oh, wow. I thought I was on the short list. That's why I kept working for y'all niggas.
So you quitting on live?
No, dead ass. Like, you know, you see the comments, John. All right. They on his dick. He ain't been in no videos this year.
Who's in there? Is there a comment saying that?
People be saying John, like, where?
Oh, yeah, John's hilarious.
But I'm saying, like, if we look at the videos, like, I've been in the latest one. And then they say Low Naturally is next.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then there's, like, a lot of comments on totality of the channel from Omar.
Oh, really?
I just haven't seen those. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I just haven't seen
those. I'm going to go to AMP. I'm going to command F and search Omar. Let's see. I got you.
Deadass agent, I'm pushing P. And it's only one or two members of AMP that's pushing P right now.
Stop.
Wait, who's the other member? Wait. Kai is pushing P.
What?
Kai is pushing P.
How would you know?
What you mean?
How would you know he's doing that?
That's deadass twin for real. Like, I don't... None of that... I know he's pushing P. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I believe you, man.
Scrolled for a while. I don't see no more comment.
You got it.
You're surprised what? I said that's one. There's a couple other.
I'm assuming you haven't seen his dick. So if you haven't,
that's not what that means. But
to start this podcast, brother, you clarified by P you meant penis, but P can mean anything. I checked up the genius definition to be correct. He meant it as player and something else in the song. So, I mean, at the end of the day, P is just a variable for the context of what you're saying.
Pushing X, you know what I'm saying? It could be anything.
Have you ever seen Gunner try to explain what P is, though? Because he's dead-ass, like, every time he's like, you know, he's at the jewelry store that one time. He's like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, them rings you showed me earlier, that ain't P. Like, that ain't, like, nah, for real. Like, but that, yeah. Them chains, though.
That's P.
That's P.
At first, I thought he meant pounds, because... you know, British people say P as in money, which is actually what Gunna also meant. So that's the most UK shit I've ever heard from him. Pushing P and pushing pounds.
Listen, one strength and one weakness from every AMP member.
Oh shit!
I feel like I want to respond to these two. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you'll be honest,
Duke doesn't care about anything that's negative. Duke is very smart when he tries. That's a positive. Phantom is the most on-off person I've been in my life. Negative. Phantom, when he's on, is the most, like, charismatic, like, heart of the group. Like, the shoots are just on a different level when he's on. Davis is the messiest person on the planet. Davis also just tries really hard, and the effort goes a long way behind the scenes. Chris is the least reliable person I've met in my life. Chris is also the most creative person I've met in my life. And Kai is what's the negative thing about Kai? Huh.
Ooh, shit, boy.
I don't think I have a negative thing about Kai, but a positive is, like, he's beyond entertaining and has probably the only person in AMP that has the ability to just, like, flip a video from being bad to, like, fantastic by himself.
And that's SoFax on set. I don't think people know, like, deadass W content creator, you give Kai, like, two lines, and this is even outside working with him on, like, his own personal stuff. You give him two lines of, like, what the premise is, and he's ready, like, right then and there.
Yeah, so, I would. I'm not directing nobody to go. Kai said he wants to be in acting. I think he should stay far away from acting. I think being free in the content creation world is his shit,
mm-hmm.
And yeah. He needs to dominate it, like, in every direction for the next 5 years before pivoting.
But I don't think he understands the amount of structure that's in acting, though.
Yeah, and it'll be boring. Now, you sit in your trailer until you get called up. And when you get called up, unless your name is goddamn Will Smith or Kevin Hart, like, you're not a producer there. Like, you follow the script. Now, there's a certain amount you can go off script if they think you're good enough. But for the most part, for the first few years, you have to prove yourself. And, you know, some people have done it, like King Back. I don't know how he says his name. But he went from, like, Viner to now you've seen him in, like, I've seen him in, like, 15 fucking movies. He's everywhere. I would say acting is way less interesting than content creation is, especially at the level. Chris, Kai's pulling 25K on Twitch. I would never want to touch it.
I just think that he doesn't understand, like, when you get on set, there's an X. You got to stand on this X. If you take 2-3 steps to the right, you're either out of camera shot or you're in front of somebody. You're bumping into somebody else's lane or whatever the fuck it is. So. I 1,000% agree with that, but yeah.
It's his life, so I'm in support. And I know he could body acting too. I just think content creation is more fun.
Next step for agent. What's the next step for you?
So I'm not entirely sure, to be honest with you. I don't really, my brain doesn't think like that.
Because it's fuck 2K, right?
You said what?
Fuck 2K, right?
I mean, I guess. It kind of provided me my like my career, so it's kind of difficult to say fuck it. But man, do they make it hard to support that game?
Yeah, Ronald, Ronnie.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, Ronnie.
That's the greatest. Just lagged out.
Yeah, I'm about to say you promoted the lag.
Nah, is that not the greatest 2K meme like ever? The whole. Like Ronnie gets like that rapper Russ level of hate and fuck, like how niggas was just saying fuck Russ to say fuck Russ at a point in time, just because it was a meme. That's how it is with Ronnie. Ronnie has nothing to do with actually fixing the game from a fan or average 2K player's perspective. But just because his name is Ronnie 2K and he's the guy you see popping bottles with NBA players and taking pictures on yachts like he's a part of Fresh and Fit, it man, fuck Ronnie 2K, bro. I still left right. Like, all right, bro. Like, I don't know.
This guy stop lying about his game and know what's in it. Like, that's the only thing that I got with Ronnie.
Yeah,
that
fucked him up.
He has to lie.
He's very cocky from, like, I don't know him personally, but he just looks and acts cocky.
I don't like his face. He got an untrustable face.
He does.
Is that racist?
Nope, it's just true. He has untrustable face. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, it's not fuck 2K because the 2K devs work their ass off. They're just understaffed and sometimes incompetent depending on the patch. But I've since 2019, I've been hard pivoting in every direction. When we started peer to peer, I told Lo, don't mention 2K, none of that. I want a different audience. We did like the first day promo, like this exists. And then we stopped. Same thing with playback. I don't want to cross promo all my channels because it's going to be the same fucking audience that is not diversity. So yeah. My playback guys, I guarantee you 90% of them have no clue that I make 2K videos or that I've been doing it for like 5 years. They don't know, and I'm not going to fill them in on it. They might just bump across it one day like, what the fuck? It's the same guy that was talking about this, that, the third? Yeah, but that's what real diversifying looks like. The next step for me is just streaming. I started streaming on Twitch, so and it's been doing good. It's probably way better than I thought I was going to do. So I'll try and just put my best foot forward and see where that develops. If I'm good as I think I can be on streaming, by the end of the year, I'll have a good foundation to like do something like spectacular in the streaming department, and I already have my clip channel created, so I'll start like churning shit out over there. So that'll be my sixth YouTube channel, seventh if you include peer-to-peer clips. But yeah, I love content, so all things content, and I'm just hiring as much as possible to keep up with the demand of new videos and being consistent.
What when you try to when you try to grow something completely different from something you already have, and then it grows to a point where like people don't even know you have this other thing going on. I feel like that feels good. I don't know, Agent, if I feel that way. But like when people like from this pod are like, yo, you got a YouTube channel? Like they just know me from this pod. That makes me feel good because I feel like this pod as a whole is just growing independent from what I'm used to like the last 3 to 4 years. So that's a W. That's a W.
Yeah, it's very – now every time I see somebody – I actually have no clue how they know me. It could be like through peer-to-peer TikTok. It could be through playback YouTube. And soon I'm hopping on Facebook in the next couple weeks. Like I have no idea how they know of me, but they know of me. And I think the best example is probably Duke and Kai. Duke and Kai, there's some people that don't even know they have YouTube channels because they just know them off like TikTok. And they see them on like so many like very viral TikTok. So that's what real diversity looks like. You doing a fuck ton of promo for your second channel is not diversity. It's the same audience. You just have them split across different channels.
Right.
And that actually presents the same problem if you want to go in a different direction, is you have the same audience trying to move in a different direction. That's like you have your wheel turned right, but you're looking left. Like it's not smart. But it's what a lot of people do because it gets the numbers up faster. But again, it's at the cost of long-term. And the whole purpose of trying to diversify is to be better long-term. So don't act against your best interest.
Right.
Clipping that.
I ain't gonna lie. The first person I noticed that was, I forgot clipping, who man. Called him out for it. I think it might have been Soul Illuminati when he was beefing with DDG. And he was like, bro, you got six channels all with the same million viewers. Like, you got a million subs on six channels. It's all the same niggas. What are you doing? I'm like, damn, does he really? And you really look, and it's like, yeah, nigga, that ass got all his fans spread across six channels. It made it seem like he has 6 million subscriber channels. Shit's crazy.
Yeah, but even when you sell to brands, some people do that. So like, if you have your audience spread across five channels, you're not telling the brand it's the same audience. You're going to tell them, we'll add this channel and then add this channel and add this channel, and that equals 5 million. My reach is 5 million subscribers. Really, that's like 2.3 million unique subscribers, but who's going to say that? So there's times where it'll help you make more money to do things that way. But if your interest is staying relevant long term, it's not as useful as like the short term money that might bring in, if that makes sense.
What made you choose streaming on Twitch over YouTube streaming?
Thank you.
Twitch chat is better. Twitch is top heavy and favors everyone at the top. I happen to have a YouTube channel where I might potentially be able to shortcut my way to the top, because most Twitch streamers struggle at that 1-2 viewers. But because people know of me, enough promo, I might be able to just become at the top and be the beneficiary of a top heavy system. YouTube doesn't have gifted memberships yet. I think it'll come this year. I know Fwiz said it would. I think YouTube will be the winner long term. Twitch culture is a winner right now, and streaming is more like a short term thing for me. And a Twitch viewer, I think, is the most valuable viewer on the internet. In terms of like what it can do for what one person can do for you. And I saw a number while I was watching a Devin Nash video. The average session time is 75 minutes for a Twitch viewer. And just to think about that number is crazy, because I mean, the audience retention on this podcast is probably not even 75 minutes. And this is a goddamn 2-hour podcast. That would be an incredible retention if you were able to do it. Like, incredible. You don't see it too often. So, and the people who in the house who do Twitch, I can see it. You do a merch drop, do it live on stream. You have a tweet you dropped or IG post, do it live on stream. Like, that shit works. And it tricks all the other algorithms into believing like, oh, let's promo this more. It's doing so well in the first hour. So YouTube, I think, will win long term if I had to guess. Google's incentivized more to be a winner in live streaming. But I'll worry about that in 3 years. But for now, Twitch just makes a lot of sense. My partner manager was not happy to hear that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's how the cookie crumbles. I have a lot of channels on YouTube. Part of diversification is different platforms, too.
Yeah, we get that question a lot in terms of, like, yo, I want to stream. Should I go on YouTube or Twitch? I always
YouTube
go with
always.
You're starting
YouTube,
out.
YouTube, always. Unless you have a YouTube channel that's popping,
do not
go on Twitch. You will waste your time. Winning on Twitch, if you're not already in the circles of people that are winning, is next to fucking impossible. Discoverability is non-existent on that platform.
Cardiac.
Yeah, Caleb.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, man. All right, man. Hey, leave Caleb alone, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
You ain't had to do him like that, though.
He hates Caleb's day, saying why he picked it. And I want to say, at one point, he said the community or something along those lines with Twitch, and that's exactly what Caleb said. I know Caleb bust his bubble. You know, he was so happy when he heard that. By the way, listen, Caleb. We know how it goes when you plead out to your idols how you feel. Stop doing that, buddy. Like, did y'all see that?
No.
Dead ass, when we started, Caleb dropped the whole fucking monologue. Yo, agent, bro, I just want you to know you changed my life, bro. You're my favorite.
Wait, what's Caleb's? Is this playback Caleb or different?
No, different Caleb.
Different one. We have.
It's our Caleb.
Our editor. Caleb. You know what I'm saying? With a K.
We got our own Caleb. Crazy.
He happens to be named Caleb, and he does similar.
But I'm not going to lie. We had a situation where he met one of his previous idols, and let me tell you right now, it did not go his way. It was one of those never meet your idols moments. I'll just say that.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure when, like, people watch you and look up to you, have this impression of you. The first thing they do when they see me in person is tell me how different I am than what they've seen on video. You're shorter. You're taller than I expected. Wow, your hair is this much more than I saw. I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah. I don't even know how to respond to that, bro. What do you mean to say? Like, oh, yeah, I'm glad I'm taller than you.
I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Like, I don't know how to respond to that, bro. You keep that in your brain. You feel me? But yeah.
Listen.
All right, let me read through these super chats first. We got a couple new members. First of all, Live Like B, thank you for the MVP membership.
Love it. MVP, okay.
Let me get Notorious Nate C being the new member.
Yes, sir.
K, I don't know. Aaliyah Hadid, Lacey Duval, or Alicia Tyler.
K is dead, just dropping porn stars.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
I didn't know those stars.
He dropped a dead porn star.
Lacey. Out of that list, I'm picking Lacey. I don't know.
Omar. Well, I got get with Waleed and John for some affiliates content. Serious question. How do you feel about the affiliates channel?
I don't know. Am I supposed to have thoughts on it?
Oh, okay.
I just I think they recorded a video today. Yeah. Anyway, is in like my circle of content. I hope they win in life. So I hope the channel's doing better. It's mad inconsistent, and I told him that was gonna happen. But you know what I'm saying? Just growing pains.
Shout out to Ants Rose for the new member. Kay, I know you super chatted again. I'm not reading porn stars, bro. I'm sorry. No, we're done. All
right. You're right here.
Live like LB says, no, I'm late, but he's not lying up on peer-to-peer and didn't even know anything about the other channels.
And that's perfect. You don't need to. You know what I'm saying?
Only be 2K.
Eric Boadu says, how do you become a member? Listen, first link in the description, man. Try to get that $5 membership.
Is that a goddamn burner account? There's no way he donated but doesn't know how to be a member.
The exact amount, right? The exact amount that he needs.
Now, that's one of y'all logged in as that person. That's crazy. We all know how to subscribe.
Yeah, thanks, Wordu.
This
shit, Wordu. Parker says, as a fellow Canadian, fuck Mark. All right, bro. Jeez. Listen, Q&A.
That was Wordu. Was that not Wordu?
That was Parker, bro. Listen, the Q&A link is linked, pinned in the chat. Join up. We already have a couple people in here. Join up, man.
I got a question before the Q&A. Agent, listen, man, been watching you for a minute. I can't lie. Been watching you in no for a minute. I just got to know, when his feet are exposed, how do you just manage to not just puke or just run away? Like, how can you, like, I watched a couple of, like, clips, and this man's bare ass reptilian feet are just on the couch, and you're just sitting there just, so yeah, man, she just said that, and that's great. Like, you are content king. I can't keep, like, to see them shits running wild is crazy to
me. You know what's weird? People, like, try and project the way they live on you. I'm African, so I'm in my feet most of the time. You feel me? Unless I'm outside. If I'm in my crib, bro, I'm in my feet. So it's not nothing weird to me that, like, for example, if you go to Ethiopia, like, the maids be in their feet, and they go, like, wash the clothes and shit outside or whatever. They come back inside. Like, you're just in your feet all day. You feel me? It's not weird. It's weird in, like, Western culture. I don't wear nothing. I get pedicures and shit, so my feet look good. But, like, and people get mad at me, too. They're like, yo, cover your toes. But I'm like, that's what you want, bro. Like, I'm in my house, so I'm be out of my feet. Like, I don't want to tell you. And Lo is just the same way, just his feet aren't as pretty. And you know what? That's fine. It's not like I'm licking him or sucking on him. So if they could stay with her,
I hope so.
Very unsuckable toes. So.
I would hope so.
We just didn't come from a house that we had lotion growing up. We had I had.
Yeah,
he had
lotion
growing up, nigga.
Yeah, him not.
The agent didn't.
No. I'm just saying him specific. Like I had eczema, so we had a lot of lotions in the house. And I don't understand why he refuses to put it on. Like at this point,
he's sick of it. He's sick of lotion. He's boycotting lotion.
Yeah, yeah, he must have had a bad reaction.
Canceling lotion because he grew up with lotion. Now, hey, I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's gross, bro. He needs help, bro.
Listen, two more super chats before we start the Q&A. Shout out to King, $10. Shout out to King, man. That's an OG right there. AB Gaming says, what's up? What tips do you have to grow fast or steadily on YouTube? Me personally, I'm have to link you to the social packet at the end of the pod.
Educate there, man.
What tips do you have?
No one's gonna like my tips. They're the generic ones that people try not to hear. Just be consistent and shoot shit at the wall, see what works, and then double triple down on it. But he'll hear that and look for a shortcut most likely, because that's what I did for like 5 years.
Your mind says don't be a pussy. Your first vid will be your worst vid. Yep. Keep pushing through.
You felt like it didn't work? Like when you tried to find a shortcut?
Nah, shortcuts can work, but they don't work consistently. It didn't work for me. I've been making content since 2011. I made it full time at 2017. So I was just doing it for free for 6 years. And I just shot at the wall to see what stuck. You feel me? So what worked is I was consistent as fuck. So consistently trying enough things, like I had to be a pretty dumb individual to not in 6 years get something to work. And I was able to figure it out, but it doesn't come quick. And reality is I was in my mom's house at 11 doing it. When you have a job and you're doing this on the side, like there's more at stake and there's more on the line. So you got to be more critical. But it's just a generic shit that you overlook is I promise you, if you applied it, that shit would work.
Chronic.
MVP member. First
we're
one up.
We're not going to make fun of you. How you doing?
That's good.
I'm surprised y'all didn't bring up the bullshit, but we're going
to ask around. The question.
You seem more relaxed this time, buddy.
Finally. No, but for real, what is y'all's – we was having this discussion in the VC earlier. What's y'all's, like, top three cartoons of all time? We talking, like, Nickelodeon, Disney, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Toonami, all kinds of shit.
Ooh, anime's involved.
Cheating. Oh, yeah, that's anime's awesome. Involved kind of cheating. But fuck it. Fuck it. I guess
so. For me, I mean, I just had this conversation at work literally the other day. I'm personally leave anime out of it just because I feel like anime deserves to be in its own different list.
Yeah, I think
trying to, yeah, if you're comparing it to just like the Courage of Cowardly Dogs and shit like that, anime gotta be by itself. For me, in no order, Teen Titans, I would say Courage is up there. Courage is the best cartoon dog in my opinion. Go hard, Lil Courage. And SpongeBob. Hey bro, SpongeBob was the character that got us comfortable with gay people, bro. He eliminated us being, you know.
What?
No,
you want to talk about SpongeBob, they thought he was gay.
Facts, bro. SpongeBob made us okay with people's sexuality as a generation. Like SpongeBob himself
never got that from SpongeBob.
Homophobia, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Watching SpongeBob dress up when they had that fucking rock and watch him dress up and say, "I'm the mom and Patrick's the dad." That you ain't just
didn't
there like,
feel swayed that episode. I was like, "Oh, hey, they're gonna bro. Take care of this rock." That's it.
Hey, and now,
that was a little weird. That was a little weird.
Society in 2022, a lot of SpongeBob going on. Just saying.
I was more of a sitcom guy. I'm not gonna lie. So, Cat Dog,
Full House.
Ben 10 and
isn't a sitcom.
No, I'm answering the question. So out of the ones I watch, Cat Dog, Ben 10, and Lilo and Stitch. I guess
respectable. Me, that's respectable. Give
for me, I gotta go Avatar. Avatar, Kids Next Door, and this is a weird one, but I swear to God, I just love the show Total Drama Island. Swear to God, just love that show.
I fuck with it.
Agent.
I'd say number one all time. Goddamn. Honestly, I didn't watch too much TV growing up. I had antenna. So those of you guys that had antenna, you know you had like three good channels and the rest of them were all fuzzy. But I had a couple of the decent ones. I fought with Yu-Gi-Oh! Heavy. I hated them cliffhangers, though. They was killing me. I was like, oh my God, these fucking guys. Like he plays one card and the episode was done. Boondocks is my
favorite. He's not lying.
Yeah. Boondocks is my favorite of all time. And like SpongeBob or Fairly Odd Parents, probably.
SpongeBob, Ed, and Eddie, and Proud Family.
I pretty much hate about Proud Family. Those like green bullies or the purple bullies, I fucking hated them.
The girl sisters with the hand job.
That was just racist.
Yeah, they were so black, they were blue. That's racist. Yeah, that shit. No, they were so black, they were blue. It's dead racist.
They were dark. They were dark.
I thought that was just a bit.
It is a bit. It's a racist bit.
It's pretty crazy.
So that would be like if they were yellow or something like that, for real.
Yeah, I'd be enjoying
it. Oh, thank you. Now I get it.
now he gets it.
Yeah, now I get it. Thank you, Omar. God.
Jeez.
Or if they had just the little slashes for their eyes.
Yo, get him out of here.
All right, Chronic. I get it, bro. I get it. If they use Asian stereotypes, I get it. Like, God, Jesus. All right, Father Meme. What's good, bro?
I'm fucking with that jersey, though.
You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to come in here and dick ride a little bit.
Hey, that's a crazy thing to say, literally, though. But all right, what's your question?
All right, so I got, like, two questions. You know, first, like, Chronic was a little too scared to ask, but, like, do you mind flying his girl out for one of your AMP videos so he can watch?
There's a backstory to that.
You guys send me her IG, brother.
Now, mind you, he wants to be flown out as well.
He wants to sit courtside while you talk to
the
girl.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened.
He wants the Love and Basketball video.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is after Love and Basketball. Like we watched it or whatever, and he was like, "Yo, Omar, you know, if you need another woman for a video, like she's funny, she's talented or whatever, she would be a
good." Look at his face.
He said, "Nah, boyfriends." Boyfriends, said, brothers, dads can't be there because they just seize up.
No. Listen, this is exactly what he said. He said she would be a good partner for Duke in the video. dead ass.
That's crazy.
That's like, he want to be like, you got to make the shots, babe. Duke's here. Like, you got to hit that.
Nah. Giving her a corner pep talk. Yo, tee up, bro. Dang.
Post him up. Post him up. Yo, this is the big leagues. This is the big leagues. Don't shake up.
Brothers, hands up. Dads, and boyfriends, people don't know how to act when they're on scene. My partner on the video had her like brother or some shit there. It was some young little boy. And you could see, I could see her like communicating with him throughout the show. I'm like, damn, just mute him real quick. We're in the middle of a video. Like, it's fucking up the video. You going back and forth. I didn't say nothing because that's going to fuck up the vibe. But in my head, I thought like, we should be a little bit more strict on who the fuck we allow on set.
That's right.
Is that your only question?
Oh no, so would you rather live with Omar or Lo for the rest of your life?
Lo's a lot more funny. And
that was so fast. Nobody.
Oh, that's so fast.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie, you're cooked.
Not Bryce.
You could have been serious about the actual answer though. Like you like no, funnier.
Lo's a blast to live with, and I promise you, he does not leave the dungeon unless someone calls him up, so he doesn't bother nobody.
Okay, those are good answers. Funnier, that's a lie, bro. That's a lie.
Nah, bro. Like, yo, bro, it was crazy. For a year and a half, Ortiz took him away. Bro, we was having some – it was crazy. Nah, it was low-key like an episode of Friends. I guess it still kind of is now that I live here. But, yeah, I'd say low. But, like, you would be a fantastic person to live with, though, Omar. I just
don't want
you. You know what I'm saying? The dungeon's taken, man. So, you know, he resides in the dungeon.
Omar, he may be funnier, but your dick bigger. You don't got to worry about it.
All right.
Did he drop a government? Did he drop the government?
He dropped the
government.
Omar didn't even catch it.
I got it. We're pushing past.
Oh, okay.
Hey, listen, while we have this break, before Sean gets here, it's a Joe Budden podcast question. Do you feel like it's easier to grow on YouTube now or easier back when you started? Let's say when you started.
It was easier back when you started if you had today's blueprint, but you didn't. There wasn't like do y'all live around snow? I know you do, B-Souls.
Yeah,
I do.
Hey, still snow for people who have sedans, we rely on the Ford F-150 drivers to create the lane for us, and we ride over their lane. It's way less. Someone has to pave the way for you to safely ride it. So you saying it's easier 10 years ago is true if you were a fucking Ford F-150. Most people is not, though. They just started. They're like a Nissan Micra, right? You can't be a Nissan Micra on this snowy road. Four-wheel drive, little tiny car, the wind is going to blow you away and you're dead, right? So I think a lot of people don't credit the guys who created the blueprint. They just assume the blueprint. I can go back in time with what I know now. But it's like, you can't. Like, Chris Move didn't know how to make a comment. Think about what a commentary is. He played a game, thought, let me record myself playing the game. Like, that's already crazy. Who the fuck was recording themselves play games? Like, I know y'all wasn't. Maybe, like, if you hit a crazy shot and your friend had, like, what, a phone 20 years ago? There was no phones. Like, so he did that, and then he's like, let me talk over it and edit it in an editing program. Think about how nuts that is, assuming that concept didn't exist. So those people, like CNNers and the Hutches who did the comment, they paved the way. So as someone saying it was easier, it's like, that's cap. Only reason I learned about content creation is because when I played SOCOM, there's this guy called Black Widow on YouTube. And I remember I had this bug and I was like, man, fuck, how I overcome this bug? I went on YouTube and he was making fun of it. I started binging his videos. I'm like, what the fuck? This guy just sits here and talks over video game footage and it's hilarious. So he put me on and he gave me the blueprint. And imagine me 5 years later, like, if I started when Black Widow started, I'd be way past him. That's dumb. He did it first. That he fucked up for me. So I watched who fucked up ahead of me. You know, I steered clear. And at a certain point, if you're nice enough, you get to the point where you're now having to be the Ford F-150. And some people don't know how to do that. So you're gonna get kicked off the road. And you might have traction on, my brother, but you're on the side of the pavement right now. And you need a tow truck.
Reality. And that's why Bill Russell is top five all time. That's what I got. I don't know what to tell you.
Respect it, man. You need to respect it.
Segregation rings don't count. We don't count rings won us in Jim Crow, bro.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't, Sean.
They definitely count. Kareem's the GOAT.
Jesus Christ.
So this question, well, Father already really asked the question I came up here for my man Chronic. But this question is going to be a little bit on deck. Agent, the post game, you specialize in the post, right?
Of course.
But like, you don't like, you're not efficient from there. So when are you going to change your game to become more efficient from the field.
No, I am efficient in that. I made it to the finals in a slam ball video just hitting post hooks.
Bro, that was like, first, your teammate kind of carried you.
She was great, but I hit post hooks though. When look at me every time I go in the post, what they do? They call the double team, bro.
Bro, it was more so
gravity.
It was,
you got gravity.
Got gravity. I don't know what to tell you.
Let me tell you what really happened. I analyzed the video. You were like Moses Malone, right? You got the offensive board and then
give me someone else,
back
please.
Up. But that's what you was like though. You got the offensive board Malone. And you put it back up.
No, it's not. It's not true at all. But hey, look. Awesome. At the end of the day, bro, you feel me? In most videos, I can't go in the post because people just collapse. And in reality, I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than everybody but Duke. So I could post up anybody but Duke confidently. I could do that. Duke is too long. Even if I fucking got down in good position, he would just murk it. I would have to like do up and under or some creative shit just to get it past him. Because of his athleticism. But beyond that, bro, like, come on, I'm taking people in the post.
They be stripping you, though. Like, your handle in the post is.
Yo,
like,
man, you should see how they play, dog. It's foul after foul. But I can't be a bitch, so I'm not going to call the fouls. I just play through, like, the infinite reaching fouls that a referee would definitely call, bro. They're infinite of them.
Wait, who was the referee?
Omar.
All right. How many more questions can we truly field? Jesus Christ.
All right, we can do, like, two more.
That man came up to call him George Mikan. That's crazy.
Oh, what's up, boys? What y'all got going on, man? Y'all straight?
Just doing a pod. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. what you up to? Like, fuck.
I just got home. I, like, probably, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes ago. Who the fuck knows? But, so I do got, like, two questions. So my first question is about, like, diversity. Because, like I said, I'm starting to get into the YouTube and the Twitch space and whatnot. More YouTube than Twitch. I got like a couple. I got like a notebook around here with a couple ideas and whatnot. So I'm like debating because I want to put like a bunch of videos out and see what like clicks and then go that direction. But then I also want to not be in that certain direction my entire YouTube career. So that's like where I'm kind of like.
I don't think you will. I don't think you will. You're starting out. Your direction hasn't been established really.
Yeah. So I'm saying like when I get to that one point, like when I find what clicks and like what. Like in the space that I'm in, I don't want to be stuck there because I want to be able to branch out after that point.
That's a future problem, bro. Don't burden yourself with tomorrow's problems. Not only you let the audience decide what direction you go down. And so like when I started, I did The Last of Us and that did decent. I was top 500 in that game. So people wanted to see how I did it. That died. I did GTA. I did Washington. I went in different directions. The audience told me 2K is the one you want to stick with because that's what performed the best. But me thinking like, am I going to do 2K my whole life? I wasn't thinking that in 2015 or 2014 when I started doing it. I did it for 5 years, every single day. And then when the opportunity came in 2019, I started doing other things on other channels. I created AMP, we created peer-to-peer, and I created my Agent 01 channel. So that's not even a problem you want to solve right now because you don't – that's like trying to solve for an equation where you don't know any of the variables yet. It's just – C equals X plus Y divided by D. And you don't know, but you need to learn, you need to just do it to learn what those, what X equals this. And then you can start putting the equation together. So yeah, you gotta just do it, bro. You gotta just do it. Don't create a problem for yourself that doesn't exist right now.
I appreciate it. I do appreciate that. Cause I was on the fence about it right now. And my second question, hey, yo, Agent, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. Why you let Duke dunk you like that, bro? Like, why you ain't move out the way, bro?
It was dick. First of all, most people would have just fouled and or moved forward. I jumped up every time knowing that there's no way I'm gonna out-jump Duke. I'm not out-jumping Duke, but I wanted to play it fair. And I also knew that him getting crazy dunks is content for the video. I don't have enough pride for me to, like, sabotage, like, the content of the video so that my ego is intact. I don't give a fuck how anybody thinks about me getting dunked on. I get to do content for a living. I could care less how you feel about me getting dunked on is. But at the end of the day, that's my life, though. I'm not as smart as most people. I just know how to work harder. My memory fucking sucks, but I'll outwork you. Like, my whole life, I've just been outworking, but I just get back up. So it's not a matter of I believed I was better than Duke. I just knew there's a chance I could work so hard in that game that we could win. And I didn't give a fuck how many times you dunked on me. I was getting back up, and we almost won. Like, my teammate put up some fucking buckets in that finals. I think we lost, like, 5-4 at the end. Mm-hmm. But who would have thought? You feel me? And I'm not that I'm happy with losing, but I just try my best, and I let the results unfold. I don't try and manage the results. I just manage my output.
In hindsight, you should have subbed your partner in for one of them and let him dunk on her.
Yeah, no, she tried to. I think it was edited in the video. It was edited out, but Duke called ISO on my partner, but I didn't want that because there's no way she was. There's no way
that was gonna be a massacre.
Yeah, no, so I reached in and fouled Duke, and he called ISO, but I can't. Bro, come on, dog.
Misogyny always still exists.
But listen, misogyny.
And they say, chivalry don't exist. That's crazy.
Misogyny always wins at the end of the day, bro. No matter what you do,
that's what Omar got out of it.
Whatever,
yeah, I got what I got. That's crazy.
You do now, misogyny wins at the end of the day, bro.
Oh my god. All right, Don. Appreciate the cues, man.
No problem.
All right, let's get two more.
Let's do that.
His name is Westbrook. Is still ass, by the way.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go.
All right, a lot of niggas been dick riding off the top, but I'm gonna have to continue that. Agent, fuck with you. Pause.
Oh
agent,
my God.
Yeah.
My 2016, you really my man.
Thanks,
so I got
man.
A question for you off the top. Like, bro, you're like mindset, like kind of crazy, bro. Like, how you so wise, bro? Like, you're not that old, but you kind of wise. No dick suck, though.
Of course, no dick sucking, of course. I don't know.
Illegal. 48 states.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I actually am not sure how to answer that. I guess I grew up in the right environment. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I've never been sad before. I'm always just either neutral or happy. I grew up with Ethiopian parents, so, like, we just, like, my mom was like, let me get you a bed. I'm like, no, I'd rather sleep on the floor, because, like, when we go to Ethiopia, it's just a big-ass mattress, and you go sleep on the mattress. You don't sleep on the mattress with the rest of the family, or are you sleeping on the floor then? And so, like, I'm comfortable with nothing, but also, so everything I get, I'm happy about it. Every time I look at one of my cars, Omar probably heard me say it a bunch of times, I just look at them like, damn, that's me, bro. Like, it's new to me every time. Like, bro, every day I look at my setup, I sit down, like, let me get me on the podcast. I'm like, damn, look at my setup. Damn, look, I get a chance to be on this podcast. Not everybody could be on this podcast. Like, everything is like, I'm proud of myself for everything. And I was watching, who is it? Kai just put me onto a podcast KSI did where he was talking about how he was, he didn't understand why everything was happening for him. Like, cause he's made it so far in his career. And I've had those thoughts too. Like, why is shit happening for me? So I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question, except like, it's a correct combination of like spirituality and believing that there's another life and let me do some good shit in this life so I could be in a good position for the next one. I see Omar laughing. He must be really.
It was.
And I think it's also like I knew in it was a long story, but the short version is in 11th grade, I knew that I wanted to do some crazy shit in this life. And the only way I was going to do that was by outworking people, because I wasn't naturally more gifted than the other person. I wasn't taller. I didn't have a bigger dick. I didn't make, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have a crazy wingspan, all of those things.
That was
so,
the second thing you thought of?
Yeah, the second thing.
Yeah, taller, penis.
I definitely don't have a bigger dick. I guess.
Yeah. But I just realized how average I was, though. At everything, average height, bro, average dick, average performance.
What was the Canadian locker rooms like, bro?
Whose penis are you comparing yourself to? Who is your inspiration?
Oh my god.
You though. Like, what do you want to do when you grow up? I don't know. I'm so fucking average. I hope it's not no average shit, because there's too much ambition I have for me to just settle on some average shit. I had this it's exercise science class in 11th grade. Professor told us, I need you to memorize. It was like a majority of the muscles in the body and the majority of the bones. And I'm going to point to it and you have to tell me the muscle. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen the muscles on like your arm alone. There's like millions of them shits. And there's no way to tell apart which one from which. Bro, when I tell you I just fucking sat down and for 2 weeks I just fucking memorized. And I knew I had an awful memory, but I just did it and I did well. And I think when I did well on that, it hit me. Like, I don't really need to be great at everything. I promise I can outwork people though. I know I could do that much. I might not have the biggest dick, but I know I can outwork everybody else. And at the end of the day, man, when you learn that lesson right there, and then I got to the point where I started incentivizing myself to be productive. And the more productive I was, the happier I was. Like, even like today's been a pretty productive day. I'm gonna go to sleep happy as fuck. And it doesn't feel draining. It gives me energy to get shit done. And luckily my parents picked a good fucking area for me to grow up in. So everyone around me was doing the same thing, dog. They wasn't thinking like, I'm gonna go to uni. They were thinking, I'm gonna go to the most prestigious business school in all of Canada. How am I gonna afford it? Who the fuck knows? I'll figure that out. I get myself out of the situation. Let me try and get a scholarship. So if all your friends are thinking that and you're competing for first place in gym class and international business class, like everything, like your whole world becomes, how could I do the best I can? You feel me? So yeah, that's kind of just what my life is now. How could I do the best I can in whatever it is I'm doing that day?
Damn, that was deep, bro.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
I literally was going to follow up with the question. I was going to be like, so when it comes to you, your perspective of being one of the higher upper echelon trendy people right now, no dick suckers, it's true. I was like, do you think it comes with genuine content creation or do you think it comes with that work ethic? But you basically just,
just summed it. There's a video that, God damn it, I have to find his name. Ludwig. He just recently signed a big YouTube deal. Congrats to him. He did a video where he tried to find the truth. I think B-Souls, you sent me this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. B-Souls sent it in one of our chats. The video was to find out if YouTube was luck or skill. In the beginning of the video, he called Mr. Beast. Yeah, Mr. Beast, what do you think? Mr. Beast said 99% skill. The biggest person on the platform is saying 99% skill, right? So, all right, so that's interesting. Why does he believe that? So it was like, you just have to know how to put things together. I know try-hard YouTubers that make a new undercover channel. Oh, to get back to the point, Ludwig made an undercover channel and his first video hit 1 million views. How'd he do it? Skill. So, like, sure, he had the advantage of, like, and keep in mind, he didn't use his voice or face. He used someone else's voice. He just put the video together and uploaded it.
Yeah, he went on Fiverr to, like, hire someone.
Yep, so he hired someone. So, that being said, it's like, there's plenty of disadvantages. B-Soul is Asian. Y'all all black, like you live in a world where there's gonna be biases against you. I just recognize it exists and I outwork. You feel me? Like right now, I have about 18 impending traffic citations and my license is suspended. I just have to over fucking come how much these police officers on my dick in the state of Georgia, bro. They won't leave me alone.
Nigga, fuck, stop speeding.
Georgia, so much dick right
now. No.
You probably is riling, but Georgia get. I'm like that.
Bro, my license plate bracket slightly obstructed my county decal and he pulled me over in a freeway. I'm going to speed limit.
That's not why you have 11. You have to stop peeling out of places and you have to stop speeding.
No, somebody might deserve them, but I just get pulled over more than like,
how many of them?
Like half of them I deserve. Half of them I deserve.
Only half?
I have 18. Only I should 18? Really have 9. Yo, man.
You really have like a good 9.
Nah, it's crazy. I have called the county sheriff department and was like, what could I do so this doesn't show up on record? And keep in mind, they're just like going 15 over and shit. Like it's not a big deal. They'll be like, oh, I don't know. Let me get back to you. Maybe increase the fee. Yeah, that's all I needed to hear. They just doubled the fee, and we pretend it never happened. And I called it. I negotiated money. Myself. I'm like my own broker. I just call. I'm like, is there anything I can do?
They did just want money.
That shit works, though. No cap.
Before Westbrook leaves, is it cold in your house?
Always.
You were in a bubble inside. Yo, that's crazy.
He came no. I gotta get this over. He came up here. Look at this thing. This is the definition of a no. Put it back on him. Put the camera. There's a fucking gremlin. He came up here. No. When he first came, all I got straight gremlin energy. That nigga came up. You couldn't see his face. I thought he had a ski mask on. He looked like a meme New Yorker picture.
He does.
And I'm like, bro, this nigga give gremlin vibes. What the first thing you say? Yo, dead ass be your agent. Yo, hey, I'm gonna keep the hot.
No dick
yo.
Suck, but I'm a dick suck, eh?
Dead ass be that ass
30 any no second now,
suck.
Bro.
No dick suck, dog. Listen, you're my guy. You're my guy. I've been fucking with you since way back, my nigga. Like dead ass. Dead ass. I was like, this nigga is a gremlin. Okay.
Nah, winter coat in your crib is crazy, though.
And the ski mask.
You and look the
like
ski, bro.
Look like Kyle.
You got that LED. You got the LEDs on with the main light on. Like, what's the point? All right. Appreciate your time, bro. All
right. He's dead ass about to go rob somebody after he gets off. He's about to go rob somebody now.
He be eating Takis.
Last guy of the day, man. MVP of last year.
Love it. All right. Well, I just wanted to do a top 5 old Omar tweets before the fame.
That's crazy.
I didn't want the audio listeners to have to like do any research, so I'll just come present it to you guys. Just kind of.
Oh my god!
Just reactions. You just want our reactions?
Yeah. I just did a little top 5.
Okay.
First one, January 22nd, 2017. You know what time it is. This one is for the NFC South and all the little whores in it. Fuck the Aints and Drew Brees.
Got him.
Fuck Cameron and fuck the bum ass Panthers. Suck a dick and die. Jameis Winston's mama is a hoe.
I didn't tweet that. I didn't tweet that shit. I'm like, where does it go?
We're calling the cops. Don't worry. We're calling the cops.
What's the next one? What's the next one?
Oh my fucking.
When I wake up and when I go to sleep, I take at least 4 strokes in the cat. It makes my day a little better when it's wetter.
Yo, what's good with you? Bro, yo.
That's when did you say that? What was the date? What was the date on that? Yo.
2014,
August,
right?
August 19th, 2014.
Yo, who was the YouTuber birthday. That did that? Who was That's the YouTuber my... that did that? Was it James Charles? Someone made a joke about like...
No. Not a real cat, bro. Not a cat, bro.
No. It was it was Shane Dawson, I want to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That motherfucker. Yeah.
Read the next one. All right. That was my birthday.
Two more.
Number 3. Pussy is at a historic low. They can't even give away pussy at this point. These girls are having to burn pussy just to keep warm. That's November 9th, 2017. I don't know what the price is of pussy now. I don't know if it's been up or
inflation,
down.
Inflation is going crazy. Let me tell you that right now.
Okay. The second one was I can't get it because it's in Discord right now. But something about Sarah J and his number one tweet of all time is "horny ain't even the word." ... More like murderous. And at Omezy on Twitter at OHMEEZY tweeted that June 4th, 2018. And that's his number
one. This is pretty. That's the most recent
one.
This is
not that far. Like, you can't say you're a changed man over that long ago.
All right, Cruz, appreciate your evidence.
No problem.
Cruz is federal. I ain't gonna lie.
Federal Cruz. He's the feds, no cap.
But that nigga came in a Q&A and said, look, I know this is question and answers. I came to snitch. Fuck it. I came to snitch.
Crazy. That was the wildest shit I've ever seen in my life. Agent, we appreciate you and your time. We know that you're a busy man. Is that an AMP shirt?
Yeah, it's an official hoodie, man.
Nice. I'm just waiting for the tracking for my shit.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to get mine. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, they started like production on them, like 10 days ago. It was a lot of fucking orders, to be honest.
That's what
And for some reason, even though we prepped them to like expect that much, they were like, oh my God, guys, this is so much. But luckily, like the vendor's fantastic people. So I know it's gonna come out well.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you for being here, man.
So when you can take your shirt off. You said you would. That's why I asked.
I literally never said I'll take.
We're still waiting for Omar to twerk. You think we forgot? Like, Omar was supposed to twerk for the fans.
I'm not really excited for that day. But
I tell you what, the next time you see me personally, I'll take my shirt off.
Nah, that's not the same, bro. As doing it in the presence of other people, man.
The fans. I'm saying. I don't think you can show members.
I don't think you can show nipples on YouTube.
That's Twitch.
What?
That's Twitch.
What did you say earlier? That's Twitch. We don't have rules and regulations.
You can't show
here.
Nipples on Twitch? A man nipples?
Yeah, man nipples.
They can't.
Get out of there.
Those are A cups.
Angel was about to go fuck up. Angel was about to stream. He was about to have Kyan Duke walk in with no shirt. Nigga about to get flipped.
That's crazy. Good. Kyan stream on the
video. Hey, bro, learn the rules. Go learn the rules.
I'll buy some like nipple guards just in case. You know what I'm saying?
Nipple
like,
guards. Got stickers?
If I didn't have on, this really is it's overalls, so it's a little different. So if I didn't have those on, I could take.
Get up, stand up. You have Nike overalls?
Yeah. Hold on.
This camera's crapping.
Like, you see how it's one thing?
Stop.
Shit is crazy. Shit is crazy. Anyway.
he was trying to get the drop, nigga. That's what the fuck?
Nigga excited.
Anyway.
He's about to be shown.
AJ, any parting words for the people?
This is a great podcast, man. Good people. You guys are always on my TikTok homepage, so you're doing something correct. You feel me? And parting words, the Toronto Raptors are gonna come back and make it into the playoffs.
That was a terrible take.
Bar is low as hell if making it into the playoffs.
Somebody loves Scotty. Okay.
Okay. V-Souls. I guess say goodbye to the people.
Peace out, y'all. Thank y'all for coming out again. Shout out to Asian for coming on. We will be back on Sunday. Better than ever.
Damo, say goodbye to the people.
All right, Chad has been your mom's favorite midnight snack, and we will be back Sunday, like B-So said.
Sage.
All right, it's been your boy TSO Sage. Y'all have a good night. Take care and stay blessed, man. For sure.
And all right. I will go be pushing delete on tweets, not P, delete.
Now you're going to tweet something else. You're lying.
He's about.